Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? You feel drained, a little resentful maybe even? That's the feeling we're tackling today, boundaries, folks. Not those stay out of my personal space kind, but healthy, strong boundaries that allow us to bloom and thrive, both personally and professionally. Why is this so important? Because in our hyper-connected world, it's easy to blur the lines between ourselves and others. We're constantly bombarded with demands from work emails at 10 p.m. to friends needing a last-minute favor. It feels like there's always someone else needing a piece of us. But guess what? You only have one slice of you to give, and it's precious. Setting healthy boundaries is about protecting that slice, ensuring you have enough energy and focus for the things that truly matter: your dreams, your passions, your well-being. So how do we do it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a fortress of personal empowerment. 1. Know your values. Think of your values as your guiding stars. What's truly important to you? Honesty? Creativity? Spending time with loved ones? Identify those core values and let them shape your boundaries. When someone or something clashes with your values, it's a red flag that a boundary needs establishing. 2. Learn to say no. This one can be tough. We're often conditioned to say yes to avoid conflict or disappoint others. But saying no is a superpower. It allows you to prioritize your own needs and commitments. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean you're being selfish. It means you're choosing to invest your energy in what truly matters. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. When setting a boundary, be clear, direct, and assertive about your needs. Use as statements like, I need some time to myself, or I am committed to finishing this project by Friday. Be firm but respectful. 4. Set realistic expectations. No one is perfect, and boundaries aren't always black and white. It takes practice and adjustments along the way. Don't be afraid to reevaluate and refine your boundaries as you grow and learn. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your soul: reading, exercising, spending time in nature. These practices will help you recharge and maintain the energy needed to uphold those boundaries. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who constantly finds herself working late nights and weekends, answering emails even on vacation. She's exhausted, feeling resentful, and her creativity is waning. But she's afraid to say no, thinking people will view her as unreliable. One day, she decides to implement some boundaries. She sets a strict no work after 6 p.m. rule, communicates her vacation schedule clearly, and starts saying no to extra projects that don't align with her priorities. What happens? Sarah starts feeling more energized, focused, and fulfilled. Her work quality improves, she has time for hobbies, and she even rediscovers her passion for painting. That's the power of healthy boundaries. They unlock your potential and allow you to live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs and creating space for growth and well-being. So go out there and start building those walls. You deserve it. If this episode resonated with you, hit the subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. And let me know in the comments what boundaries are helping you thrive, your stories inspire others. Until next time, stay calm and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.